Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It's after 8 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Ashley Watts.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're also on CN2, that's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. Marcus Gonzalez upstairs making us look good. And of course, Stephen Stone behind the controls at our downstairs studios for the radio. It is the day after the primaries, June 9th. Yesterday was the primaries, the big news out of that. The gubernatorial on the Republican side headed for a runoff between Pamela Yvette, our lieutenant governor, and our attorney general, Alan Wilson. Also, the U.S. Senate race between Lindsey Graham, Mark Lynch, the big names there. Lindsey Graham holds off, will not have a runoff in that race. Of course, Manning Kim will be with us in about 10 minutes. He's going to give some insight on some of those races and what to look forward to for the runoff in 2 weeks. On the Democratic side for the gubernatorial race, Jermaine Johnson easily wins the Democratic nomination, so he will await either Pamela Yvette or Alan Wilson. He'll know that in 2 weeks. But Jermaine Johnson, as we talked about this morning, the state legislator, gets some time to just sit back and hang out for a few weeks at least and not worry so much as well as the other do too. Hey, got our friends from Bethel Shelters in now. We have Richard Murr and Brooke Leverett. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So we have a big event coming up, your virtual fundraiser, Richard.
Yes. I got involved in the shelter about 10 years ago. And when I got involved, I didn't really know about what Bethel Shelters did at that time.
Yeah.
And my assumption was many others in the community didn't know as well. And 10 years later, that statement is still kind of true. We run into people each and every day in the community is like, oh, wow, we didn't know you did that.
Sure.
Or, wow, we didn't know the impact that you're having in our community. And what we do, it takes a lot. It takes our entire community. We serve homeless men in our community, being York, Chester, Lancaster counties. We run the night shelter each and every night on campus at Bethel United Methodist Church. Right now we have 68 beds available. We are open there from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily. We operate a day shelter over at Pathways Community Center, 546 Cherry Road, where we serve men and women during the day. At night, last year, we saw about 485 different men. And during the day over at the day shelter, we saw in excess of 800 different men and women over there. The night shelter, about 25,000 heads and beds. You're a sports guy. That's Winthrop Coliseum filled 4 times.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
It really is. So obviously it takes a lot of resources to do that. And our staff has come up with a new fundraiser for us. Hope Starts Here. And it's a virtual fundraiser that will begin on Monday. And I know Brooke came along to kind of, she brainstormed this. And yes. So this is her thing. So she's going to kind of give us up to date and take us through the week of next week.
So, Brooke, tell us what's happening starting June 15th.
So, starting June 15th, we'll be sharing on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn about what we do at the shelter. So, we will be sharing about the services we provide at the night and day shelter. We'll be talking about our programs that we offer. We have our workforce development program at the shelters. We're going to be talking about house clients and how the community can get involved. So whether that's volunteering or donations, you'll learn more about that throughout that week.
So I noticed on the handout here, you have 7 days of giving. So mm-hmm. Is this the way this is designed? June 15th would be volunteer. June 16th is sponsor meal for 68 minutes. Is that what the plan is here?
Yes. So If you do not have Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, you can sign up on our mailing list. All you have to do is go to BethelShelters.org to see the content throughout the week. And we'll share with you about volunteering, how to provide meals, household items, how to support our workforce development program, how to contribute to operational costs, how to sponsor a night at the shelter, and how to sponsor a day at our day shelter.
Either one of you guys can answer this, but you mentioned operational costs. What is it? What are the costs involved in putting in having not just the day shelter, but the overnight shelter as well? Because I think a lot of people don't think about there is so many costs that would not even consider that when you would look at this.
Yeah, our budget has grown since I got involved in 2016. Our budget this year is just a tad over $1.2 million. Wow. Mm-hmm. And you know, to do that, I just dropped the numbers on how many people we impact in our community. Yeah. But yeah, we have case managers who do these things for our guests and clients that come in. Operational costs, water bills, power bills. Yeah. We run three different sites. Safety and security is our highest cost that we do. We have safety and security specialists at all of our sites to make sure that everybody's safe that comes into the building, not only our guests, but staff and volunteers. So it's an overwhelming task from day to day in the cost involved and just the pure numbers of staff that it takes and the pure number of volunteers that we depend on in our community to help us complete our mission.
I love the creativity, Brooke, with this fundraiser, because I know as a nonprofit director, it is very hard to think of new ways to raise funds. Mm-hmm. And I love that you kind of touch on each person's thing. So if you have time to give, you can do that. If you really have, you know, if you're the person who you love dining out, hey, you could sacrifice a couple meals out to sponsor a meal. So I love the creativity here and the ability to draw people into what they really love. So good job on that.
Thank you.
And actually, to your point, volunteers, we see... That's how I got started. And we see a lot of volunteers come in one time to serve a meal or to drop off a donation and just give an hour's worth of time. Then it's kind of interesting how God tugs at our heart sometime when we give 1 hour, we're drawn back in to give more and more.
And I think sometimes, kind of talking about what we talked about before, there might be some stigma around the population that you serve. And when you go in and volunteer, you realize, oh, these are people just like me, and they deserve a time, they deserve a safe place to be, and they deserve skills. And I've gotten to go in and actually train your staff. They are excellent, so kind. We love our partnerships with the people at Pathways and with our coalition. So I will say I highly recommend, like you said, volunteering and just seeing if you're moved to do more.
Mm-hmm. I am taken aback that you can get a meal for 68 men for $400 to $500 in today's world, because I'm sitting thinking, I know you can't go to McDonald's and get a combo meal for less than $11-$12. So kudos to you guys for being able to get it for about $7 a person.
True. And we have the meals. If you wanted to do a meal at the night shelter right now, I think the first booking is sometime in July. Tremendous success.
That's awesome.
In that. We have families, church groups, civic groups, businesses come in and do this. A lot of folks come in, and it might be 20 people serving a dinner. And they sit down, and to Ashley's point, they get to know our guys at night. Sit down and break bread with them. That's when it really gets personal. We have folks come in from time to time to serve a meal, then they'll go, wow, I know this person. And they know this person because they're a part of our community. They're falling on hard times, and they're here with us. They're one of us.
So when they serve a meal, they come in and do the serving, or can they just pay, and drop off a meal, so to speak?
Well, most serve. But we have partnering restaurants that they work with them, and they can hit that $7 price point, believe it or not, Chris, to do a meal for, to kind of prepackage it and bring it in and serve it box style. We have a lot of groups that come in, and it's kind of like your best dish that comes in. Everybody brings their best dish and they serve up. We have some tremendous meals. It's almost like a competition sometimes when people come in. Who's going to one up the next person in line?
Who's going to get the best?
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned sponsored household items. What are some household items that you guys have a need for?
Laundry detergent, toilet paper, toilet tissue, just anything that you would need to run a household, disinfectant wipes, things like that. For our folks that move into housing, They need all of those items. So we set them up with a good, like, housewarming gift. But, you know, those things cost a lot of money when a lot of people are moving out of the shelter. So we're just asking folks to sponsor household items to help us out.
It's surprising how much even paper towels cost now. I mean, the grocery store is expensive, but even paper towels are like $14 for four rolls. So those are great things to volunteer and donate to you guys. Is there anything you don't take or you would prefer people not bring?
No.
Okay. You'll take it all.
We'll take it.
Take it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have a donations team that works through the week. Then on Monday evenings, we give things out to our men that are at the shelter. And as Brooke said, the folks that are housed, and we housed 51 guys last year. I think it is straight from our emergency shelter into permanent housing. So we have much success in that. And, you know, I think the thing we all need to be aware of when an individual moves from a shelter into housing, they don't have anything to move into their house. So, you know, it's kind of on us and our community to pull all that together. And we have much success in that. But we need your help with this fundraiser.
I think I saw a newsletter from you guys in the past week, and you had a success story on there, and I love that. So people should definitely get on your listserv and start to get updates.
Of course, we've been speaking with Brooke Leverett and Richard Murr from the Bethel Shelters. Guys, again, how can people get in touch with you guys to donate?
Go to bethelshelters.org, and we have a link to volunteer or donate. You'll see it on our website.
All right. It is 8:19. Oh, good. You about to say something, Richard?
Yeah, you can call the office. Talk to Mr. Alex Ruffalo at 327-4881.
Thank you guys so much. Good luck in the fundraiser, and we'll make sure that we continue to push this, and we'll make it available on our Facebook page as well.
Thanks for ATS Media for helping us out.
It is 8:20 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.